Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. This beautiful, crisp evening. My name is Randy Scott. We are not in studio. I am camping with my family, and we are having a blast. But I, every weekday, want to come to you live with current events. And Voices Carry is just born from my kids. I have a passion for wanting to see the community get as strong as it possibly can. So no matter what the national gets thrown at us on a national scale, we still are a strong village, and we just rising tide raises all ships. So I have a fun show. It is getting a little dark, so I wanted to hop on and say hi to you. I know that we stream weekdays live on Rumble X and YouTube, but you know, other people that aren't in Cary, Illinois, might view this. So hopefully this inspires you to start getting people involved with not just local government, but just how, like, the process and local community and knowing your neighbor and starting to talk to one another. It's as simple as that. So if you're not from Cary, you need to leave right now. No, it's not like that. Welcome. Hopefully you see what we're doing here, and you can carbon copy it to where you live. So welcome, and let's get into the current events here. Right out the gate, congratulations to Cary Grove Soccer. Starting out strong right out the gate. On regional semifinals win against Harvard there. 4-1. Amazing. Strong soccer team. Cary Public Library is hiring part-time circulation associate. Evening and weekday hours. That's a strong team over there, and they're very creative. I don't know if you saw in our last show, but they whether it be another program. You know, creative, fun ways to even return your book. You know, they vinyl wrap their return section to look like you're returning to, like, a scary, like, cat for Halloween, or a Frankenstein, or just bringing in new, not just books, but useful items as well for you to check out. Like, they have a DVD, VHS to DVD converter for rental. That's useful. The list is limitless of what they offer. So if you want to be part of that team, there you go. This is school bus safety month, so I wanted to include this. I know the local schools did something, but I saw this on IDOT. Yellow lights on a school bus indicate the bus is preparing to stop. Hopefully we all know that by now. Stop if you are driving. Slow down, stay alert, and watch for children. I know they are equipping buses with cameras now to where it snaps your license plate if you blow the stop sign. So it's not fully reliant on the bus driver tracking down that car or getting that call out. So that, you know, any reason, anything, that tools at their disposal to make it to where the kids stay safe is excellent in my book. Northwest Herald put out Skills USA, Illinois Career Experience, gave students from across Northern Illinois a chance to explore future job pathways that don't involve four-year college degrees. So this kind of piggybacks off if you're a fan of Mike Rowe. He had the show Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel, and he was a big believer in not just, you know, the old adage, work smart, not hard. he coined the phrase "work smart and hard," which resonated with me. He has a similar program called Micro Works. They give out scholarships. This Skills USA looks like they're doing a lot of good, though. We need to get the rust belt oiled back up again and fire up those machines. And this is good to see. And it's very satisfying. I know how to weld, and I love welding, and it being able to have that skill in your back pocket. It's just, whatever you can do with your hands is just amazing. So work smart and hard. Starved Rock, the calendars are released, which 100% of the proceeds are being donated to Starved Rock Foundation. So if you want to update your garage calendar to something more appropriate, the Starved Rock. I included this. This is a Illinois School Network on X posted, Illinois student makes special return to school after successful heart transplant. Thought this was heartwarming. And coming out of a fire truck, I remember, first of all, congratulations to that girl there for overcoming that. And Coal City Fire Protection District for giving her the ride to school. I remember doing this at the firehouse. We would pick up some kids that they got entered into a drawing, and they get to go on first day of school by a fire truck, and that was always a lot of fun picking them up at their house and flipping on the lights, coming into their school, and everybody's probably asking them questions all day, so that's cool. I wish we could do that for every kid. The school district in Cary, 26, has a referendum coming up on the ballot. I'm sure you've seen something about this. If you haven't, even if you have, here are some listening sessions to bring your questions. And the superintendent is very involved with the community and the children. Very hands-on superintendent. Superintendents don't have to be, so it's cool to see that. He's down to earth like that, and empowers everybody, treats everybody the same. So October 21st and the 30th at the Cary Public Library, bring your questions so you can make an educated vote. That is a pun that is getting old. I apologize. McHenry County, Illinois. McHenry County is the best place to start or grow a business, and we partnered with the McHenry County EDC to create a video series called Rise and Thrive to spread the word. I watched a few of these. Informative. If you're looking to start a business, take a look at what McHenry County has to offer with that. That's great that they're getting in front of the camera and doing it. Talking about it. That's what it starts with, is just talking and getting people involved. And so thank you, McHenry County, for that. McHenry County Sheriff. The Sheriff's Office was awarded Illinois Department of Transportation Traffic Enforcement grant. So that is good news. That could be bad news if you're have a lead foot, but congratulations on that. And I think that'll be good for the communities. Local business spotlight here. Team Boba in Cary. They opened not too long ago. I've gone there. I had my first boba experience with them, and it literally blew my socks off. It was amazing. great people and great drink too. So give them some love. 34 followers after. So let's support this venture here. They're located by the Jules Shopping Center by the Ace. And this was mentioned yesterday, the they did some striping, and it heads up on the Village of Cary for doing this at the same time that the Union Pacific had a flagger available, just down at Janus Cutoff. So they got this done. But I wanted to bring this up again because there's another hot button thing in this picture, if you can guess what it is. It's that hot corner there, right there, past the tracks, that turn on Crystal Street or 14. I wanted to see, I'm a big fan of, you know, yeah, would it be better if we, you know, reconfigured the whole thing and did this whole drawn out thing? But I'm always a big fan of, okay, what can we do that is existing? And what I mean by that is, can we tinker with the traffic pattern, with the stoplights, how they give certain priorities to certain things, and do we let certain people go, and just the pattern of that? Do we put solid white markings that follow the turn? I know that they added some arrows pretty far back. Do we do some light, you know, lower the speed limit a little bit, you know, put up signage, which they already did. They have these rumble strips that are not like hardcore rumble strips. They're, I know snowplows don't like them, but they have these kind of like softly raised rumble strips that are meant to be, they're pretty much just elevated paint that kind of get your attention. What are your ideas? Comment below, or email us at voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me, and they will be featured on the program. This is how it begins. Just talking about ideas. You know, there, we could have a traffic study expert living in the village, and they're just like, if they did this, their problems would go away. So, I don't. You know, if you are an expert, you know, reach out to the proper officials. This podcast is not. Ooh, it's really dark now. Like nice fireside chat. This podcast is not affiliated with the Village of Cary or anybody for that matter. This is just a like I mentioned at the entry of, at the beginning of the show. This is just to raise the tide and make a better conversation of what social media has given us. So if you have something to suggest about that intersection, reach out and we'll feature it. You know, there's no bad idea. You know, I always say that to my kids and to the teams that I work with. You know, if you think it's a bad idea in your head and you don't say anything about it because you're afraid of like the pushback or being made fun of, that idea might spark another idea that actually works, or that idea might be gold. It's gold, Jerry. It's gold. It might be gold in the first place. So just get it out, talk, say things, and make it happen. I have one more thing. McHenry County Historical Society, of course, history buff here. Ma Smith's Emporium and Gas Stop, Route 14, Fox River Grove, right by the bridge there. That's the old, the dead end. So I thought that was, it's changed hands quite a few times, but they're, it's still called the dead end. So that's some fun history. And that's what it used to look like. They had fuel there, and they still have, fuel for boats there. But, I thought that was a fun, picture to end on. And once again, congratulations to the Cary Grove soccer team. Thank you for joining me on this cool, crisp night. I have not seen Bigfoot at all any around here. Bigfoot, we can check in on Bigfoot. Yeah, he's... When I get back in the studio, we're gonna make it a priority to... We're gonna take the pin out of this, off the corkboard, and we're gonna dive into where this actually was in Cary and see if we can find any clues. We'll get Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo on the case. But thank you again for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful night. And it's been an honor to make it to for you to make me part of your day. So thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Counting 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
So play nice.